DC welcomed its first Target store last month in the northwest neighborhood of Columbia Heights. On a weekday afternoon, the area is bustling with people, cars, and cops. A reminder that this neighborhood falls in DC's highest crime district. But there are other eyes on these streets as well. Just down the street from the Target store, watching me right now, is a surveillance camera, which is a sight that will become more common now that Target has moved to town. DC has become Target's newest safe city, one of 15 across the country. And the main feature of Safe City is installing surveillance cameras like this one in crime-ridden areas. Gerald Bryant, who works with Target's Asset Protections, says right now the Safe City project is still being planned.
Currently, they're defining the scope, meaning where they would like to install cameras, the cost associated with that. And right now, we're not only looking at Columbia Heights, but throughout the metropolitan area. And that's part of the scope work that's being done is what areas are most critical, if not even the whole entire city.
Target has recently given the police a grant to cover part of the cost of the 50 cameras the department plans to add. Joshua Etterheimer, assistant chief of the Metropolitan Police Department, says cameras already have helped reduce crime in D.C.
We have a network of cameras in the city right now, but we're unable to meet the needs of the community because of budgetary restraints.
He says residents of D.C. want more cameras. Take longtime Columbia Heights resident Laura Cunha, for example.
I love the cameras. I think they need more. I think they ought to have them on every corner, all over D.C., and pointing in every single direction.
However, not everyone shares her enthusiasm for cameras. Mark Rotenberg, executive director of the Electronic Privacy Information Center, says there hasn't been strong proof that the cameras already installed in D.C. are effective.
I think at this point, most of the experts would say that the results are mixed.
He says there haven't been significant improvements in neighborhoods with cameras versus neighborhoods without, and a camera in one area might just move crime a few blocks away. Rotenberg says law enforcement could use the extra funding, but money spent on cameras may be better spent on good, old-fashioned policing.
Cameras are typically useful after the fact to try to determine how a crime might have occurred, but in terms of preventing a crime, sometimes it's better to have an officer or patrol car.
In Flint Township, Michigan, Target helped fund 20 street surveillance cameras. Lieutenant James Iacovacci oversees the Safe City program there. He admits it's hard to measure exactly what the cameras have done, but he's sure that Safe City has made Flint Township safer.
The reduction of crime in Flint Township, we measure like larceny from autos, which is one of the biggest crimes in Flint Township. We have definitely seen an overwhelming decrease in those larcenies because of the Safe City program.
Iacovacci says Safe City has been so successful that neighboring communities want to start the program too. Here in D.C., Target representatives and police are still planning how Safe City will look. Plans for where cameras will go will be finalized later this year. In addition to cameras, the program might provide things like laptops, motorized scooters, and radios to police. Target's forensics lab in Minneapolis has also offered to help analyze video from the D.C. cameras. All this technology is worth it, says Gerald Bryant from Target, if it makes people feel safer.
It's something that's not really measurable. It's not going to come up in statistics where someone wasn't robbed or someone wasn't raped. It's a feeling. It has to do with this person feeling safe and this person feeling like they're okay.
Columbia Heights resident Laura Cunha says she wishes she had been that one person recently. But her motivation is less warm and fuzzy.
I got my car broken into about a year and a half ago.
And you think more cameras might have stopped your car from being broken into?
Yes, if I had one facing in different directions, the jerk would have been nabbed.
Lisa Raffensperger, Intern Edition.